John chapter 6. John chapter 6 verse 1. John. No, Psalm 63. Psalm 63, sorry. Psalm 63. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. Oh God, you are my God. Hardly will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water. So I've looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Holy Spirit, let it be all of you and none of me. Move in your power. Move in your authority this morning. Let the word of God gain access to our spirit. And let it produce a hundredfold return. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. This month of January, as Holy Ghost has informed us at the crossover service, shall be our month of encounter with God. According to our text, the psalmist says, oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. Early means at the beginning. Early means God being our Alpha. Oh Lord my God, early, early, early. We are in the morning of year 2023. There is no better way to begin this year than with a passionate hunger to see the Lord. It will do you a whole lot of good to begin this year with an encounter with Him. Yes, according to Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible says Daniel was distinguished above other governors because an excellent spirit was found in him. It was an encounter that Daniel had with an excellent spirit that made him to excel in Babylon. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 38, Pharaoh was revealing to us what made Joseph to excel in Egypt. What made Joseph to take charge? He said, in whom can we find spirit of an holy God like this man? And because of that spirit, Joseph was able to become a prime minister in a foreign land. This year, 2023, in your chosen career, you will excel. In your marriage, you will stand out. In your finances, you will stand out. In your business, you will stand out. This year, you will not be lost in the crowd. The hand of God that distinguished Daniel will distinguish you. as Daniel was preferred in Babylon, that is how your business will be preferred. You will not become a casualty this year. So, God has that plan for us. To become excellent. To become exceedingly fruitful. To prosper beyond measure. Praise the Lord. To be the best. To become number one. Praise the Lord. According to Genesis chapter 17, verse 6, God said to Abraham, I will make you exceedingly fruitful. So the covenant of Abraham is a covenant of excellence. Being the best. Blessing the trade. Being number one. Praise the Lord, somebody. Can you imagine your chosen career? They want to mention two or three people and they have mentioned the name of your company. How will that look like? Praise the Lord. And that's the definition of excellence. Praise the Lord. But for that to become a reality, we need to meet with the God of excellence. Praise the Lord. So what is an encounter? An encounter is a spiritual experience that makes God a reality in your heart. Praise the Lord, somebody. The Bible says God is a spirit. Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not a man. God is not a man. Numbers 23 verse 19 says God is not a man. So, there is a need for us to meet with that God. Everyone that was made in the Bible days, they were made because they had an encounter with God. Praise the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, talking about Saul and his father that lost his father lost the asses. So he sent Saul to go and look for the asses where they were, wherever they could find them. So they began to search. If we read in 1 Samuel chapter 9, they went to different places, almost 5 places. Praise the Lord, somebody. They went to Shalisha. They went to the city of Benjamin. They kept going. But the Bible says, at a point, they were frustrated. They were going to turn back. They couldn't find the asses. Praise the Lord, somebody. Until in 1 Samuel chapter 10, when they went to meet, had an encounter with God through Prophet Samuel. And as soon as they met with God, in 1 Samuel chapter 10, the asses that were found, that were lost, they were found. Why was it that they couldn't find that horses until they had an encounter with God? Praise the Lord, somebody. Because without God, we can do nothing. Learn anything you want to learn. Connect with anybody you want to connect to. Outside of God, our destiny are not secured. They couldn't locate those asses until they had an encounter with God. if they had started with God. The trouble they took going from one city to another city, from this village to another village, they would have been saved of that trouble. Praise the Lord, somebody. Listen to me. Our life doesn't start until we have an encounter with God. Praise the Lord. Meeting with God is the key. Because the moment we meet with God, what happens is that God fills us with all His fullness. Praise the Lord, somebody. After Jesus met with God, in Luke chapter 9, the Bible says He was transfigured, He was transformed. The story of Saul that we mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 10, if you go to read verse 6, the Bible says when the Spirit of God came upon him, he was turned to a brand new person. That is what encounter with God does for us. It turns us to a spiritual magnet. Praise the Lord, somebody. To magnetize whatever we are believing God for. Praise the Lord, somebody. Listen to me. If you don't dominate, they will dominate you. Praise the Lord. And the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19 says, as in water face, answer to face, a man's spirit will reveal him. Whatever your inner man does not have capacity to handle on the heart, in the realm of the spirit, rather, you cannot receive in the natural. Praise the Lord, somebody. That's why Jesus said, nobody puts a new wine in an old bottle. Praise the Lord. So it is in the place of encounter that we are transformed. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 9. The Bible says, when Saul was about to go, God gave him another heart. He turned into a new person. Praise the Lord, somebody. As in water face answers to face, a man's heart will reveal it. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. So when we have an encounter with God, we are transfigured to become what God wants us to become. It is in that place that our spiritual magnet is empowered. Praise the Lord, somebody. Running the race of life without an encounter with God, it's like having a computer without a software. Nobody can see software. But that is what makes computer computer. We can see the hardware. But the hardware is useless without the software. Praise the Lord, somebody. Having an encounter, without an encounter with God, every great result, it's a function of great preparation for God. 2 Samuel chapter 27, verse 6. The Bible says, Jotham became mighty. 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse 6. He became mighty. Why? Because he prepared his way. 2 Chronicles 27. He prepared his way before the Lord. He became mighty. Every mighty result you see is a function of mighty preparation. No mighty preparation, no preparation, no result. Praise the Lord, somebody. In Amos chapter 4, verse 12, God said to the children of Israel, I want to do mighty things in Israel, but prepare to do what? To meet with God. Praise the Lord. That is how God always do it from the beginning of time. Amos chapter 4 verse 12. God has a program of doing mighty things in Israel. But he told them they need to prepare first to meet with God. Praise the Lord. If you don't have time for preparation, then you have no time also for result. Praise the Lord. We are speaking this morning on encounter with God. The moment you have an encounter with God, you suddenly discover that what was difficult. Look at the results Saul got. You need to get home and read 1 Samuel chapter 9 and see all the troubles they have gone through. They have went to Shalisha. They went to the tribe of Benjamin. It's just like many of us. Days, year in, year out, we wonder what is happening. When will my miracle manifest? When will my story change? When will this one happen? When will this one grow? It's because we have not found the secret to it. Praise the Lord, somebody. Because we have not understood that it is the spiritual that is controlling the physical. What is, it is invisible that controls what we see in the visible realm. That is why ordinary people, they always strive to do is to change their lives. Wise people always strive to change their routine. Praise the Lord, somebody. The other one, he wants to change his life. Praise the Lord, somebody. He wants to change his car. He wants to change his... He's walking in the natural. But the other person is looking for... He's going for a paradigm shift. Praise the Lord, somebody. Changing his mindset. Changing his routine. Ordinary people always strive to change their lives. And the more they try, the more difficult it is. What wise people do, they don't try to change their life, they try to change their routine. Praise the Lord, somebody. And the moment their routine changes, what happens? Their life also changes. Because wise people realize that what they need to do is to change their perspective. Once the way they see life changes, it will affect the way they do life. Praise the Lord, somebody. Until the way you see life changes, you cannot do life differently. Praise the Lord. That is why, and it is in the place of meeting with God that happens. It's only God that has access to the heart of sons of men. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yeah? The moment you meet with God, because Holy Ghost is the custodian of vision and dreams. The language of Holy Ghost, they are dreams and vision. Holy Ghost will begin to show you, will begin to give you inspiration that will make people to congratulate you, because the seed of greatness in life is vision. Praise the Lord, somebody. Who you should be that you have not yet been. Holy Ghost will begin to put the picture in your heart. Praise the Lord, somebody. Who you should become, but you have not yet become. Holy Ghost will begin to put it in your heart. That's a vision. You begin to see possibilities. As a matter of fact, you see, when there was darkness, in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, when he saw darkness, he said, let there be light. Praise the Lord, somebody. Meaning that inside that darkness was light. God called forth darkness out of, called forth light out of what? Meaning that in the midst, encoded inside that darkness is light. So the seed of light is darkness. Darkness that you don't want to see, that I don't want to see. But it takes ability of God to reason like that. Praise the Lord, somebody. You have not started this year if you will not sign in for what it takes to meet with God of excellence. In Psalm 8 verse 1, David said, oh Lord my God, how excellent is your name. Just like God told the children of Israel in Amos chapter 4 verse 12, I have a great program for you, but you need to first of all prepare to meet with God. You know why? Because God always speaks according to his size, not according to your own budget, not according to your bank account. Praise the Lord, somebody. God always speaks according to his own unlimited resources, not according to your resources. If you have not met with God, and God said, you will build a house this year, you will bring a calculator and calculate your salary from January to December. You cannot even buy a land. That is, God is not speaking to you according to your own resources, according to your salary. That is where encounter with God comes in. Praise the Lord, somebody. Take the story of Gideon. In Judges chapter 6, the Israelites were going through a terrible situation. When they planted, the enemy will not bother them. But when they harvested their crop, the enemy will come and destroy the harvest. So the children of Israel were very poor. They were frustrated. When it was time for their deliverance, see what happened. For you to know that darkness is a seed of light. Gideon was from the least tribe. He was the least and from the least tribe in Israel. Praise the Lord, somebody. There are Gideon listening to me this morning. But you are looking at your house rent. You are looking at the symptoms in your body. You are looking at the economy of Nigeria. You are looking at the weather. For you to know the situation Gideon was where he was in a wine press and he was hiding from the people that he was going to confront. Praise the Lord, somebody. That devil is a liar. Praise the Lord. In Judges chapter 6, God said to Gideon, he said, you mighty man of valor. He said, you are the one that will deliver the children of Israel from the Midianites. Ah! You know what Gideon said? Gideon said, you have chosen the wrong person. There is a way a man will go through troubles of life. There is a way devil organizes vicissitude of life and we allow it to begin to direct our thoughts, our actions, and our plans. Praise the Lord, somebody. There is a way man will go through challenges of life and devil will castrate and erase every hope in such a fellow's heart. Even when God is now talking to you, that is your turn to go and buy your car, you will say, car is not, is the least of all the things that I need now. Praise the Lord, somebody. There is a way. Man, we go through troubles of life. You begin to exempt yourself from the programs of God. That is what Gideon was doing. Gideon said, no, you have chosen the wrong person. Have you forgotten that my family is the least in Manasseh, in Israel? And I'm also the least. He's from the least family. That's a big problem. Number two, he is now the least in the least family. But God is not speaking to you according to your pocket resources. God is not speaking to you according to your education. God is not speaking to you according to your resources. Because the assignment God gave Gideon will require more than education. Will require more than your physical strength. The Lord will have to be the strength of his life. So God said to him in verse 14, he said, go in this your might, you this mighty man of freedom. Praise the Lord, somebody. God had to appear to him. God had to do what? That's what you need. That's what I need. The moment God appears to you, and you now, in that same business, it is you people will be seeing. But your body is the same, but the software has been transformed. The moment that software is transformed, that business will be transformed. That marriage will be transformed. That your career will be transformed. Praise the Lord, somebody. That is why in Luke chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, Luke chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, when John was talking of Jesus baptizing you with fire. Praise the Lord, somebody. If you read it in the Message Bible, he said, when that fire comes, what the assignment of fire does is that he make a clean sweep of our lives. Praise the Lord, somebody. Encounter make clean sweep of our lives. Look at the word, our lives. He said, encounter, when you receive that fire, when you meet with God, it make a clean sweep of your lives. Look at your lives. You know the meaning of that lives there? If you read from Message Bible, it means your life have different departments. There's the marital part, there's the business part, there's the career part, there is the spiritual part. But the moment you meet with God, all those aspects of your life will be touched, will be transformed. He said he will put everything in the right place. Luke chapter 3, 16 to 17. If you read it from Amplified Version, you will see it in that way. He will ignite his kingdom life in you. He will ignite his Holy Spirit in you. He will ignite his fire in your bones. He will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. Resistance will be crushed. Opposition will be leveled. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. River Jordan will be parted. Red Sea will turn to an highway. Opposition, they will begin to work in your favor. You know why? Because of the God factor that has intervened. Praise the Lord, somebody. That is, I'm trying to show you the value of divine encounter. It is divine encounter that rebrand our destiny. If you want your life to be totally rebranded, go for divine encounter. Praise the Lord, somebody. Romans 8:11. He said, the spirit that raises Christ from the grave dwells in us. It will quicken our mortal body. In Hebrews chapter 12, the last verse, saying, talking about Jesus, that God is our indeed a consuming fire. He says, he's actively cleaning his house, touching that willing to burn. He will not quit until all is cleansed. Well, the moment you meet with God, transformation will begin. in the visible realm. Praise the Lord, somebody. In the natural, it may look as if the symptoms is there, but the root of it is already dead. That is why in the book of Jonah, look at what God said in the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. That's why God was speaking through Jonah there. Jonah chapter 2. It's good you pay attention to this message. Jonah chapter 2, verse 8. He said, those who regard worthless idol forsake their own mercy. Amplified version of the Bible says, those who pay regards to false, useless, and worthless idol forsake their own source of mercy and loving kindness. Praise the Lord, somebody. You know what that means? Anything you see in the natural that is contrary to the word of God is put together by Satan to divert your attention from the truth. It's a lie. Whatever is contrary to the word of God is what? A lie. It's useless. It's worthless. And it will accomplish nothing. What is this verse saying? Don't pay attention to it. You know why? It will accomplish nothing. Don't be ruled by what you see in the natural. Because you are not natural, you are supernatural. Praise the Lord, somebody. That which is born of the Spirit is what? It's a spirit. So all the arrangement of evil spirit to confuse us, God is saying, don't fall for it. Praise the Lord, somebody. They are weaker spirit. We are stronger spirit. Because we are joined to the Lord, we are one with Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you are sleeping, wake up, go and use water to wash your face. Praise the Lord. If the word is going forth, you are sleeping. As the seed is coming, the enemy is stealing it. An harvest of nothing will produce, a seed of nothing will produce harvest of nothing. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. It's Satan that does that thing. When message is going, people are sleeping. But when they are Facebooking, they are active. Facebook that will not deliver anything to them. The word of God that will help them, they are not paying attention. After this service, ask people, what did you learn? Maybe some people can remember one point, some can't remember anything. That is what, by December 31st, your report card, life will present it to you. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't pay regard to lying symptoms. The Pharisees wanted to stop Jesus. In John chapter 12, verse 19. So they called themselves together. John chapter 12, verse 19. They said, see, we are accomplishing nothing. Everybody has gone to meet with Jesus. We are accomplishing what? That negative dream, we accomplish nothing. The lying symptoms, the voice of stranger, the negative feeling, devil is just using it to confuse us, to divert our attention. If you refuse to be diverted, if you refuse to be moved by, if you refuse to move by what you see, what you feel, what you hear, and you pass, that is what is called the test of faith. That negative feeling, devil is just testing your faith. Praise the Lord, somebody. Devil is just testing your faith. Because he knows that most of the times we are ruled by what we see in the natural. We are not supposed to be ruled by what we see in the natural. We are supposed to be ruled by the word of God. But for all that to happen, an encounter is necessary. Praise the Lord, somebody. So, how do we, this preparation for encounter of meeting with God, Where does it begin from? Somebody say, my heart. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. The preparation of the heart is what? Is of man. Praise the Lord. You must, your heart. Don't you hear what the psalmist says? In Proverbs, in Psalm 63, he said, my heart, my soul, thirsted for thee. You know why? Because he knows that God is a spirit. He said that my spirit thirsted for thee. So it has to begin with our heart. You know why? Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. He said, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your spirit with all diligence. Out of it proceed what? The issues of life. Watch what you expose your heart to. Praise the Lord, somebody. Watch who you give your ears to. Watch the thing you watch. When something is contrary to your destiny, glance at it. Don't gaze at it. Don't be reading obituary in the newspaper. When they are casting is and they are talking of obituary, shut down. Praise the Lord, somebody. Why? Those issues drive our destiny. To think it is to do it later. Praise the Lord, somebody. The moment you embrace a thought, the seed of it has been planted. It will take power of God to crush it. Praise the Lord, somebody. He said, therefore, watch your heart with all diligence. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, you'll be considering negative factors that will make you to stagger. Anytime you notice that you are downcast, anytime you notice that you are weak, it's because devil has succeeded in diverting your attention from the word of God to circumstances of life. Praise the Lord, somebody. Anytime you notice that you are discouraged, anytime you discover that you are no longer fervent, anytime you discover that your things that should interest you are no longer interesting you, devil have succeeded in shifting your attention from the word of God to negative factors that will make you to stagger. That's why you should watch what you are thinking. Think about what you are thinking about. Praise the Lord, somebody. Because that thing can either mar you or make you. Praise the Lord. So this preparation begins with the heart. It begins from the heart. So your soul is craving. Lord, I must see you. Lord, because God is not a man. People can be talking, saying, I want to meet with God, but their heart is in another thing. Praise the Lord, somebody. Anything you are saying and your heart is not there, you are just acting. As this message is going on now, if God display what is going on in the heart of everyone, you now wonder why situations of Christians are the way it is. I'm telling you. Because when God, like a spiritual doctor, is treating them, they were thinking of another thing. There are people that are on Instagram now. Yes, they are in the service. Not that they are really, they are only physically there. That's what they are thinking. There are some people, that home video they watched yesterday is what is playing their thoughts now. They are present, but at the same time, they are absent. Devil has wasted their time. Praise the Lord, somebody. Somebody said, if you want to call devil any name, don't call him a fool. Don't call him what? A fool. So, it begins with the heart. Your heart must be longing for God. Lord, I want to see you. in Luke chapter 19, let's see the story of a man called blind but Nicodemus. Luke chapter 19. Look at how desperate this man was. Luke chapter 19, verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector. This man was a civil servant, a senior civil servant, probably a director. Somebody you will refer to as a director in the ministry. Praise the Lord. The Bible says he sought to see Jesus. Luke chapter 19, verse 3. He sought to see who? Jesus. Who Jesus was. But he could not because of the crowd. For he was a short stature. Verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed up to a sycamore tree. Can you see? To see him. For he was going to pass that way. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down. For today, I must stay in your house. See how desperate this man was. If it's some of us, this message now is not yet to go on a while. Because I know when I receive microphone, people are already sleeping. But if it's home video, if it's football, they're active. Have you seen that kind of a thing before? But look at Zacchaeus. The crowd was there. The stature was against him. But he ran ahead and climbed a tree. See that kind of desperation. To see Jesus. It's what it takes. You cannot, let me tell you, you cannot cross your leg. And you cannot pray, be praying like an adult, like a child, and want to get adult results. It's not possible. You cannot be praying like a baby and want to get adolescent results. If you pray like a baby, it's baby result you will get. And you know what baby take? Feeding bottle. They give them feeding bottle. You have received feeding bottle testimony long enough. Praise the Lord, somebody. Zacchaeus said, whatever it's going to cost, whatever it's going to take, I must see. And he ran ahead. Climb a tree. A senior civil servant, too. The Bible called him chief tax collector. He wasn't blowing guy. He was desperate. The event of the next 40 days. We are beginning 40 days prayer and fasting of this year tomorrow. One of the things you need to be desperate for is an encounter with God. Because when the Bible says, my soul thirsted for this, that means you are craving for it inside your heart. Somebody said, it is what you hunger for, what you are hungry for, that determines what he will hand over to you. What you are hungry for is what he's going to hand over to you. It is your cravings that will determine what he's going to give you. It is your longing that determines what he's going to show you. Praise the Lord, somebody. What are you longing for this year? He said, what you are longing for is what God will show you. Are you longing to see him? What you are longing for is what he's going to reveal to you. What you are hungry for, determine what he will hand over to you. What you are craving for determines what he's going to give you. What are you craving for? Are you craving to see God? If you are craving to see him, be sure he will appear to you. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. So I'm getting ready to shut down. We'll continue. If you want to meet with God, you must be hungry for God. Look at how desperate Zacchaeus was. He didn't say, I'm a chief civil servant. What will people say when they see me climbing a tree? He didn't say, what are people? I'm climbing and I fall down. He pushed aside his degree. He put aside his title. He pushed everything aside and went in for it. Our life is not certain without this encounter. Let us push to meet with God in this 40 days prayer and fast. You wake up in the morning, Lord, I must see you. Because of that, I'm not going to eat this breakfast. I'm skipping this breakfast because I want to meet with you. I'm skipping this lunch. Why? Because I want to meet with you. Lord, whatever it's going to take, because that is what will change your story. Otherwise, we will just be like Saul. From Shalisha, from Ujuelegba, from month to month, nothing. But when they met with God, everything changed. May your story change this year. May your magnet be empowered this year. May the story of your life change this year. Please, let us go for it. Let us be passionate to meet with God. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. And God is going to help us in Jesus' name. Let's rise on our feet. Praise the Lord. Lord, give me insatiable hunger and appetite for you this year. Help me to be passionate towards you. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Lord, help me to be hungry for you this year. Help me, cure me of every laziness. Open your mouth. I didn't say you should whisper. I said pray. Help me to be hungry for you this year. To be passionate for you this year. Cure me of every form of lukewarmness. Cure me of every form of laziness in prayer. Laziness in reading your word. Laziness in seeking for you. Increase my hunger for you. Increase my passion for you, Lord. Increase my hunger and passion for you. Increase my hunger for you this year. Increase my passion for you this year. Let my hunger and passion for you change. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. I want us to surrender our life to God this year. Lord, I rededicate my life to you this year. Open your mouth and rededicate to that. Lord, I rededicate my life to you this year. I will serve you like never before this year. I will worship you like never before this year. I will evangelize like never before this year. Help me to be committed to you this year. Help me to be committed. Help me to be dedicated. Help me to be dedicated to you this year. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying.